It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of The New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Alyssa.
So remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Peter Collins of Ann Arbor, Michigan. I said, think of two famous people, one from business and one from entertainment, whose last names are anagrams of each other. I said, now take their first names, drop the last letter of each of them, and put the result together, and you'll get the full first name of a famous fictional character. Who are these people? And the answer was Bill Gates and Bob Saget. Gates and Saget being anagrams, and take the starts of Bill and Bob, and you get Bilbo, as in Bilbo Baggins.
That is awesome. We received more than 500 correct responses. And the winner is Dan Hyman from Lafayette Hill, Pennsylvania. Congrats, Dan, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
So tell us, how did you figure it out?
Well, I was thinking of Bill Gates pretty quickly, actually, but I was having trouble anagramming it. I was thinking Teagues, and then I started thinking about other people like Jeff Bezos, and finally I went back to Bill Gates and said, oh, Saget, and then it was pretty quickly to get to Bilbo from there. It's like, aha, and here we are.
That's great. And what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I'm a pediatrician, and I work at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. I'm the safety and quality officer for the hospital. So I help our hospital continuously be better.
Very cool. So you ready to play the puzzle?
Here we go.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Dan and Alyssa, every answer today is the name of a popular TV show, past or present, whose one-word name rhymes with the word I give you. For example, if I said melon, you would say Ellen. Here's number one, Benz, B-E-N-D-S. What TV show rhymes with Benz?
Friends.
Friends is right. Piers, P-I-E-R-S.
Cheers.
You got it. Crash.
A TV show called Trash.
There's a much bigger show than Trash.
Blocking, another hint.
It's a sitcom set in Korea.
Oh, my goodness, MASH, my favorite TV show of all time.
There you go.
Oh, no.
there was actually another show called Smash, but MASH was the big one. How about...
Oh, MASH, yes.
How about Panics, P-A-N-I-C-S?
That would be Mannix.
That's correct. How about Redwood?
Deadwood.
Deadwood is right. Blouse.
House.
House, you got it. Cargo.
Well, Fargo was a movie. I don't think it was a TV show.
It was also a TV show, so you got it.
It was. Okay, Fargo.
How about Blips? B-L-I-P-S. It was a cop show of the...
Oh, Chips.
Chips is right. Maxi, M-A-X-I.
Maxi.
Is right. Coda, C-O-D-A.
Coda.
It was a sitcom. It was a spinoff, and specifically a spinoff of the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, Rhoda, of course.
Rhoda is right. Claude, C-L-A-W-E-D.
Maud.
Is right. Brooch, B-R-O-O-C-H.
Wait, Brooch?
Uh-huh.
Coach? No, not Coach.
Yeah, you got it. Coach, oh, is it? Yeah. How about Frost, F-R-O-S-T? It's an early part. It's from the early 2000s.
There's an island.
Yes.
Island. This is a lot harder on radio.
There's just one letter. Just one letter goes in front of the O.
Yeah, I don't know. You have to tell me.
It's Lost. You don't remember Lost?
Yeah, I wasn't a Lost fan.
Okay. And your last one is Palace.
Alice? No?
Alice works, and they're also Dallas. There are actually two answers to that one.
Dallas, of course.
Good job.
I was hoping you would find a rhyme for Seinfeld.
I just couldn't do that.
How do you feel?
I feel relieved.
Amazing. Amazing job, Dan. That was fun. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Dan, What member station do you listen to?
We are sustaining members of WHYY in Philadelphia, and we also love XPN.
Wonderful. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much. It was fun. Really appreciate it.
All right, well, what is next week's challenge?
Yeah, it's a little different from the usual. It's a riddle from Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, California. How old was Reverend Spooner when he found happiness? That's it. How old was Reverend Spooner when he found happiness?
Well, when you have that answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, June 30th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, then you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Alyssa.